Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Hermann. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Burley Grimes. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Burley Grimes. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The center fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Peet. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Swift. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bill Swift. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a fly ball into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hermann can't make a play. That's a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Hermann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suhr moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete bunts towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Soar moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to home to get Soar. Vaughn moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 0 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soar takes first base on ball 4. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Soar moves to second. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 0 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soar scores. It's 1 to nothing, Pirates. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swift can't make a play. That's a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trainer. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Trainer steals second. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soor strikes out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn is hit by the pitch. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wehner. Demery reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm bunts towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Demery moves to third. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Demery scores. Hartnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. One out. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Herman fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Gerges covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. English hits a fly ball into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Demery hits a pop-up towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindstrom bunts towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindstrom for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.